And Statistics South Africa has come out saying the economy contracted 0.6% in the third quarter. That differs from the revised 3.1% expansion in the second quarter. And Fin24's pointed out this is the second time this year that South Africa's economy has contracted. Founding director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation, Duma Tlubule, joins us to explain this a little further. Duma, good afternoon. Good to have you on. What's behind the latest contraction?
Sorry. So, Joanne, the immediate cause of the contraction is that if you look at it on the production side, about 6 out of 10 sectors of the economy has declined. And if you look at like it's like red ink across the board, like all the what we call the primary industries, mining, agriculture, manufacturing. It's a long list of industries that have declined in the first quarter, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
mining, yeah. Construction, electricity, gas and water, transport and communication, mining and so forth. So it's a bloodbath. But what I should mention is that our economy is in a shambles and has been in a shambles for the past 5 years. So what we've seen is that the trend growth rate fell to about 1%. After 2010-15. And so when the trend growth rate is so low, anything can happen in any particular quarter to reduce the rate of GDP.
Oh, right.
So 1 month it will be like your agriculture, and this month it will be something else, if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yes,
so it's because the bar is so low, anything can just tip the economy to recession. So what it means now is that we're going to have the fifth consecutive year of a decline in GDP. So economists now will be downgrading their forecasts for growth for this year to closer to zero. And you remember that when we started off, the forecasts were at about 1.5%, and they've been going down ever since. So we'll probably grow closer to 0% this year. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What sectors within the economy are actually growing, Duma?
Okay, so the trade sector went up by 2.6, government sector 2.4, finance, which usually grows even if the economy is not growing, and personal services was sort of just above zero.
So, I mean, clearly the country needs a lifeline, or perhaps more than one lifeline at this point. Where would you throw it? To the SOEs?
Okay. Yeah, so what we need, I've been saying this for a long time, and unfortunately, the sad thing about this, Joanne, is that the economy is growing for 5 years and declining per capita for 5 years, and we've had the new administration of Cyril Ramaphosa for 2 years. There is no plan to get the economy out of this situation. I think it's completely unacceptable that after 2 years under the new presidency, we don't have a plan to get our economy. Now, in economics, there's only one way that you can, you need an infusion of new blood into the economy, and it's called a fiscal or a monetary stimulus. We need lower interest rates, and we need more spending by government. Yeah, there is no other way to get out of the situation that we're in. Yeah,
the Reserve Bank, for example,
did not cut interest rates. There was no excuse not to.
Yeah.
There was no excuse last week for the Reserve Bank not to cut interest rates, and they chose to maintain interest rates. The inflation rate went down to 3.7%. It is way below the midpoint of the target of the Reserve Bank. I would argue that there is lots of space for aggressive cuts in interest rates to stimulate the economy. And we saw in the latest GDP print that household consumption expenditure went up by only 0.2%. Yeah.
Mm. So I mean, individually, if you look at all these efforts, if you look at Eskom, if you look at SAA, you see all these individual plans for a turnaround. Wouldn't you say that forms part of government's plan to stimulate the economy?
No, there is no plan for Eskom. There is no plan for SAA. If you saw the statement that came on Sunday, they were basically saying, we're not sure what to do, give us more time until we come up with a plan. That's basically what it is, yeah.
So give me a sense of this, Duma. I mean, where does this leave us in terms of South Africa's economic future? We've faced several downgrades. We've been able to avoid some.
Yes, I think it's a matter of time before we actually have one, a further downgrade. But the point is, there is this inexplicable policy paralysis in government and the ruling party that I fail to understand. I speak to the decision makers all the time, and they just draw a blank face when you talk to them about the economic crisis. It's like they just don't know what to do, and I talk to them all the time. And it's actually, I just get so depressed when I think about it here. Yeah.
I mean, is it a case of they're not knowing what to do, or are they hamstrung by particular things like perhaps factional politics, or it was suggested to me the other day that the unions are stymieing progress, although that may not be completely true. Or what are these factors?
Completely untrue. I mean, like the unions are the convenient whipping boy. Whatever problem you have in the economy, you blame the unions, but the unions are not responsible for the crisis at Eskom, the crisis at SA, but now they're being asked to bear 100% of the sacrifices to fix these companies. It's absolutely absurd. It's lazy thinking by South Africans to think that every single problem in our economy is related to the unions. It is not true. Unions only account for about 20% of the working age, of the working population, so they can't be as responsible for the decline of the economy.
Thank you for speaking to us, Dumat Kulbule. He's the founding director of the Center for Economic Development and Transformation.